Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Time to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Shortly, a guy named Michael Ruffino from the band, The Unband is the name of the band, and Anthony Bourdain. The book is called Adios MFers. And
they say the whole word.
They say the whole word. Yeah, they say adios.
I had it laying around.
Gentleman's Progress Through Rock and Roll, but Michael Ruffino, his band was called The Unband.
Out in the kitchen, and I said, what am I going to tell my kids? And they said, none of them live here anymore.
And they also said they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the book in my bag, too. I should bring that back out. Craig Evans in the house.
You got it, Push? You want to leave it laying around, sir?
No, I only got two. I gave one to each of you guys.
Okay. I should get that. It's in my bag. Can you grab that book for me?
Yeah, as soon as I walk out of here, the phone will ring.
Oh, that's right. Craig, reach in my bag.
No, the other one, Craig.
Yeah.
The leather one.
Reach in there and fish it out.
Reach in there and fish it out for yourself. There should be a book in there. Is it called, that's it? Great. Obviously, I didn't read it, but I read the synopsis of the book, so I will check it out. But we're talking to those guys shortly, and also Jay Moore later on. No pictures in this book.
No,
it's all in rock and roll biographies. I usually like some photos of the band and stuff like that.
But it's all text.
It is all text
and small text.
I know, and I can't.
And 331 pages of small text.
Craig's cheaters to read this or not be burned out. Which good luck with that, Craig Evans.
Yeah,
there you are.
It was...
Not rooting for the Astros right. Or the Texans this year.
The man who needs two introductions.
Yes, you did. Well, you gave him to the microphone.
You did kind of distract him.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Making a beer.
Thank you, get my bag. Thanks for reaching my bag. I hate telling you to do stuff. I'd rather tell Puss, but...
I was closer.
I know.
Hollywood Reporter did an interview with Hugh Hefner's 25-year-old son.
Who looks just like a man. The guy who runs Playboy now?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
He even looks old school. I mean, he has like the... The 1960s hair looks just like the dude, man.
Walks around in a robe.
Yeah, he might.
Well, I don't think he does. Yeah. He says he wants to remake Playboy for his generation. He's going to keep the nudity in the magazine.
Good.
You know, for a while they took it away.
I know.
Then they brought it back.
Yeah. You don't want to be Maxim. I mean, Maxim's a decent magazine,
No. But
it's not nude. I want nude.
They figured out that it wasn't nudity that was the problem for Playboy. It was how the nudity had been presented. He also figures that... The Girls Next Door reality series hurt the company and their brand.
You mean the three chicks that live with them?
Yeah, well, that reality series.
Yeah, I get it.
That Kendra chick.
Yeah. That hurt the brand, huh?
That's what he thinks.
Okay. They probably looked into it.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. Tarnishing the classiness.
Right.
He said the
Playboy.
Show did not do a good job of conveying how Playboy is both playful and sophisticated.
No, it looked like he was roaming around like an old man, and they concentrated on her, the kids. I mean, she'd be the three.
Well, you got the impression that everybody on the pages of Playboy was just a bitch.
Right.
Just bitchy all the time.
Right.
Well, it didn't exactly cast Hef in a great light.
No, it didn't.
He
agreed to that to help make his three women stars.
It was kind of a sexier version of the Osbournes.
Right.
I mean, he was kind of Ozzy,
right.
Walking around,
yeah,
shuffling around, not having a clue.
That's a good analogy. And now he doesn't have a clue, so.
I keep forgetting to put him on the...
Is he not well?
Oh, no, he's not.
He's old.
He's old and not well.
Yeah. I better write that down.
And you're right. He just did that show as a favor for his girls.
To get him famous, yeah. Right. Right.
He wanted to make him famous.
Exactly.
Well, and he may have thought that
it was a good idea.
Yeah, that it was a good idea. It would bring Playboy back.
Everybody else is doing reality. Why not?
Yeah. Right. Bring him back into the light, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Out of North Carolina, a gentleman is recovering from a bullet to his leg that was put there by his brother. You know, these things happen all the time if you got guns around. Police say that Matt Smith
was put there by a gun.
Decided to unload his 9mm gun while a passenger in the car with his brother. The weapon fired. A bullet went through John Smith while he was driving. It lodged in the door.
Also, it's an accident.
Oh, yeah, it's an accident.
Or like mom loved you best kind of an accident.
No. It's an accident. No. They're just driving down the road.
Yeah, hang on
here. He wanted to unload it, so he did.
We'll talk about unloading it with your brother shortly. The book is called Adios, MF-er. Michael Ruffino with us, and also
Anthony Bourdain.
Right, Anthony. All right.
Anthony, how long have you been in the book business? When did you start this venture?
I got a publishing imprint a few years ago, and I've been using this pulpit to publish and promote authors whose work I really, really admire. And it's kind of a personal mission, and Michael Ruffino is one of the first people I thought of as a writer whose work I really, really respect, and this book in particular is really, really funny.
And Michael, how do you know Anthony?
We met at a hotel in Los Angeles, so that's on my mind. A dozen, maybe?
Yeah, about 12 years ago, and he was still playing regularly with the Unbanned, I believe, and had been living for it seemed months at a time at the Chateau, and we were introduced by mutual friends, and I read this beast of a book and fell in love with it.
How would you say this is different than other tell-all rock and roll tales?
It's funnier. It's just brilliantly written. Hunter S. Thompson meets Spinal Tap.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Hilarious.
Michael, were you a writer the whole time you were in a band, or you come to writing later on?
I started doing it when we were on the road to keep myself out of trouble a bit.
That didn't work, did it?
It didn't work.
No, but, no.
But that's where it comes from.
You the band became what? You started in the late 80s, you kicked around, and of course you made it through the 90s. You traveled with a bunch of people. You have an album. I'm checking your website out here, and I just love the name of this album. Is there an album you put out called Retarder?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the best.
shouldn't that be pronounced with a Boston accent?
Retarder.
Yes, it should.
So, I mean, did you guys? What was the point? Because we're into music here. We're rock, old rock heads ourselves. But I don't remember the Unbanned. So it was one of those kind of bands that just resulted where you just teetered on the brink of celebrity.
Teetering, yes.
Okay.
You did tour all over the country, didn't you?
Yeah, you opened up for a bunch of
bands. And in Europe as well. And then just before. It's that old rock story. It stuck it out a little bit longer. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
With people
it was sort of an inappropriate. I mean, it wasn't that maybe the most the perfect symmetry. The tours you guys went out with. I mean, who'd you tour with again?
It was like Def Leppard, Anthrax. There was a black metal tour for a minute there. Dawkins.
You were Dio, too.
It was a different time in music.
It was a great time in music, actually. So, I hear there's a little blurb here. It says you technically lived off Def Leppard's leftovers. Is that is that women or booze or both?
Wait, sorry, I lost you there for a second. What was that?
You lived off Def Leppard's leftovers.
No, they're all happily married now.
I know.
literally just... catering. They were first to catering.
Okay. No, you weren't. Mike Ruffino.
I'm guessing those are some pretty good leftovers.
Yeah.
If you have to live off somebody's leftovers.
Yeah.
Def Leppard could pull in the day.
Those guys live in castles. They know how to do it.
Yeah. Did the Unbanned make any real money?
No.
Do they still perform?
Yeah. Actually, we're performing in New York in a couple of days.
Excellent. What? Explain the title of the book without saying the obviously the swear word.
Since we're on the broadcast,
adios, MF-er. Yeah.
Right. It's a beverage.
Oh.
It's an adult beverage made with, as far as I know, the one I'm aware of is five kinds of rum. I don't exactly know what that means. And I didn't ask.
Well, Anthony, you know Anthony Bourdain with us. You know your booze too. So, what was that drink? Have you had to fight?
If Mikey was drinking it, it was lethal. That's really all I know. It'll be inadvisable for any sentient human to drink it.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
Safe to say, it's not served at any of your restaurants, Anthony.
No, that would be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Coming from Anthony Bourdain, that'd be irresponsible.
Yeah. It comes with a waiver.
Adios, yeah. MF-er.
You have to surrender your driver's license in perpetuity, but you know, when you order one.
Do you did you almost die, Michael, partying too hard?
Short answer, yes.
Was it just booze or drugs like the rest of us?
Or a combination?
Oh, no. We love drugs as well.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, good. Are you clean to the? Are you clean now or not?
You mean at the moment?
Are you still? Like, no. I mean, because I like.
I was about to pick up a crack pipe, and now
it got me thinking.
Really harsh, my bud.
No, what I like the most about old rockers is that we've been doing this for a long time, and we partied harder back in the day. But none of us quit drinking. We still just drink once in a while.
You can dial it down.
Yeah, you can dial it down. Are you one of those kind?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because I hate quitters.
Most of my rock and roll heroes, I mean, they'll all like drinking water or eat kale. I mean, it's terrifying. Iggy still drinks like a little white wine with some, you know, sensible food. But generally, and Keith Richards still drinks. So, In fact, I wake up every day, I check, if Keith's still alive, there's reason for me to go on and live in hope.
That's right. Keith does still drink, you're right.
Anthony, you've dialed
I think he probably has to.
Yeah, he might at this point, right.
Anthony has dialed it down as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, heroin, not a great career move for me.
But you got through it.
But you still drink. I see on the shows you drink. You still drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a professional. I have to. you know.
So where can we find Retarder, the album?
Oh man, you can get that on off Amazon or iTunes.
Maybe even. Yeah, I think iTunes, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I'd look into that.
Okay. I've downloaded it. It's an awesome, timeless classic.
The Unbanned. Did you get radio play? Because we were in, we actually, we're a talk show now, but in the 90s we play a little music when we were still doing radio. Did The Unbanned get any radio play,
at least regionally?
To make a long story short, we kind of sabotaged ourselves in that department too a little bit. And the thing was, it was also a different time. This is the when we would have been getting radio play would have been Limp Bizkit and that sort of thing, which wasn't really our.
That's true. You sounded more 80s than the 90s, obviously. So there was different bands. I get it, right?
Yeah, we were trapped between the Backstreet Boys and Creed.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
It's a waking night. But,
well, I'm anxious to dig into the book, Michael Ruffino, Adios MF-er, along with the publisher, Anthony Bourdain, who's obviously famous in his own right.
He's into everything.
Thanks for both of you guys calling. Appreciate it, and a lot of fun.
Thank
good luck,
you.
Man. Let's talk soon.
Good to luck with this, guys. Thanks. All appreciate right. the time.
So do you want the recipe?
Yes.
The adios mother effer.
I want to order it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Out loud in a bar.
Oh, you don't want to drink it, though.
What's in it?
All right, you got a Collins glass. You throw in a half an ounce of vodka.
Right.
A half an ounce of gin.
Right.
Half an ounce of rum. A half an ounce of tequila. Half an ounce of blue curacao. 2 ounces of sweet and sour. Top it with 7-Up. And then garnish it with a cherry or a lemon.
Now we know why it's called adios. You drink one and you're gone.
Out.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what, five?
How many ounces in a shot?
Two.
All right. And you've got four things of half an ounce, so that's just one shot.
Yeah, you've got actually two and a half.
Huh?
There's five. There's five boozes.
Okay, so there's 2.5 ounces? That's a shot.
They're all mixed.
I think the combination gives you a slightly... I agree, you're going to get drunk either way, but it's just like when you drink a You know, alcoholic iced tea.
Yeah, Long Island.
Long Island. You just get, you're just ripped, and it tastes so good. That's what that sounds like. This probably tastes.
I think it has to do with the amount of alcohol.
I understand that. But
well, this is the American bartender school recipe. I don't think probably many people who are down for this drink are going to mix those exactly half an ounce, half an ounce, half an ounce.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's four or five shots in one of here. Either way, you drink one or two or three, you're going to get you're gone.
Oh, adios,
yeah. It sounds like the combination. Anytime you mix gin, tequila, what was that, rum and vodka together?
Vodka, gin, rum, tequila, and blue curacao.
Okay, so how much alcohol is in that? Many shots are in that drink?
The way this is mixed up, 2.5 ounces.
So a shot.
But it's also, it's...
A shot's a shot.
No, if you mix it up yourself, it's probably more like six.
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah. I'm just going by the recipe. Yeah, it's only a shot.
But I don't do recipes either.
Yeah, I don't do recipes.
I just eyeball that bear. And if anything, you're giving a whole shot in one of those. Whatever. It sounds like you can get really messed up.
Oh, yeah.
You might not drink just one of those. They sound actually, with the blue, what's that called?
Blue curacao.
And the other stuff in
Caraco,
there.
I don't know.
That's going to make it palatable.
Well, and there's 7-Up and sweet and sour, so it's going to have that sweetness to it, so you're going to be able to down it quick.
Yeah, like a Long Island iced tea, which you don't even know there's alcohol in that thing until you're hitting the floor.
If something's got that much booze in it, you need it to taste like it's got that much booze in it to slow you down.
We need Petey to start mixing those up at his bar. Hey, Petey. 2 adios MFers and keep them coming. That was very cool. The phone connection was bad a little bit, but we could still hear him. And it was Anthony Bourdain and Michael Ruffino. The book is called Adios MFer.
Bourdain really is. He's one of those true Renaissance men. I mean, he's got his hands into a lot of different cool things.
He could do it all because he could afford to do it all. He's got backers.
Yeah, he did. That was good. I like that. I like that. Jay Moore is going to call in the next half hour, too. Greg, got a quick one to take us out? Or you just want to have a MF-er?
And take us out that way. Yeah.
Well, a couple MF-ers and take us out that way.
That's a good
just
point.
Drag us out of the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got time for this one, I think.
I was going to say pour us into our car, but call an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to call Patrick Walsh. He is described as a drugged-up lunatic.
All right.
He allegedly sicked his pit bull on his buddy last week.
Oh, shoot. I don't like those
kind
of friends.
You know, bit him up pretty good. He believed that the victim, he believed his buddy, was a robot that was out to kill him.
Whoa, that's how many adioses did he have?
Well, he and his buddy, the one he sicked his dog on, they were using ketamine the night before.
Oh.
So.
You're going to have to refresh me again on that ketamine.
I don't know. I think it's a. Is that an animal tranquilizer as well?
Sounds like.
Aren't they all?
I'm going to go with that.
I don't know. That's one of the things I haven't done, but people seem to like.
Let's not do it then.
No.
I don't want to.
I can't.
I'm not trying anything new. I might try an adios ever, but that's just
because there's two things with new drugs. What if I like it, and what if I don't like it?
I like that.
It's a starter for anesthesia.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a pre-anesthetic.
Well, that's not good at all.
Induces a trance-like state while providing pain relief, sedation, and most importantly, memory loss.
And it makes you sick, your pit bull and your buddy who you think's a robot.
Yeah, out to kill you.
So right there is enough for me not to do it.
Oh, so that's the stuff they give you like in pre-op. Well, this isn't going to put you out. It's just going to relax
you. That's the stuff they give you in intensive care. If you have the chronic pain.
So police were called, and they found ketamine, straws, empty Ziploc bags, money, and a scale on the coffee table inside the living room.
That's a party.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Robot parts laying around, too.
Oh, so they looked a little bit harder and found 34 Xanax pills, 29 amphetamine pills, 96 oxycodone pills, a pipe with meth residue, 3 plastic bags of MDMA, 6 bags of crystal meth, 68 bottles of steroids, 3 bags of ketamine, 2 glass vials of ketamine, 1 bag of mushrooms, and nearly 700 ecstasy tablets.
Take one away.
Yes, it fit.
Wow.
And now do it again.
No, that was good.
We took
Greg.
One away.
You nailed that, man. You're a great out loud reader. Did you practice that off
No,
the
air? I did not. All no, right. I did.
Really? You see Craig practicing anything?
No.
I have.
No.
I do.
Okay. Latin names at the baseball park.
Right. I want someone to pull up to a pharmacy and play that sound clip.
How much do I owe you?
Like us. We're quite needy. And comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.